First Epistle of John, chapter 1, verses 8 through 10.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us.
When we have forsaken the way of darkness, the path of rebellion and intentional disobedience, at the same time we pledged our loyalty to our Creator, Savior, our lawful and gracious owner, we have no more fear of God's perfectly just judgment. We are free. The Lord is teaching us, and we know by experience, that Satan has not given up his evil devices against us. Seeing that he cannot beguile us into open sinning, our adversary can change his face, voice, and appearance to persuade us to believe in our own holiness. Throughout this book, we find the teaching that God's righteous people offered sacrifices of confession. No offering to God earned any credit from the Lord. No man ever indebted God. The offerings confessing our known and unknown sins were blessed by His mercy. To assure us from falling into believing satanic lies, we can consider the first 10 commandments. The Lord commanded me not to lie. How many times I need to lie in order to violate this commandment? How many times I must steal to become a thief? One sin made me a sinner. Did I ever love God with my whole being as I am commanded in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, chapter 30 verse 6, Joshua 22 verse 5, Matthew 22 verse 37, Mark 12 verse 30, and Luke 10 verse 27? If I became a thief or a liar by one trespass, was I ever a sinless lover of God? If I know that I never yet was completely free from any doubts, distrust in God, and disagreements with His will, how much more God knows the multitude of my wrong that I myself have not recognized yet? Is any of the righteous boasting of his or her godliness? How many times we see the disciples following the teaching of the Lord Jesus faithfully and being always quick to acknowledge their need to strive for more faithfulness to him? Of course, there must be a change of turning away from sin to the Lord in our repentance and conversion. The closer we walk with the Lord, the more we are aware of our sins. As the light of His truth is revealing our sins to us, as we confess and accept correction, His blood is cleansing us of all unrighteousness. In many things we offend all. James 3:2. John the Baptist, filled with the Holy Spirit since his birth, believed that he is unworthy of the most humble service to the Lord Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 27. I wait for the Lord's return to transform my soul and my body into a perfect worshiper to love and adore God perfectly. I need yet to discover what means loving some of my fellow believers selflessly, not to mention loving all of them perfectly. This is the second commandment I have never fulfilled. God knows that better than I can perceive. His cleansing meets my confession. Can I ever understand this great God and Savior before I see Him as He is? In His perfect holiness, divine justice, mercy, grace, and His everlasting love, He paid for all my sins that I would worship Him, longing for the promised change in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 through 55. As I confess my sins, known and unknown, as I by faith in His faithfulness receive His blood cleansing, as His Spirit is giving me strength to strive for faithfulness, the blessed change is in the process to make me faithful here and to glorify Him forever over there. As long as His truth is inside of us, His light is preventing us from not seeing our sin. In our sincere confession, we experience His faithfulness to His promise, "I am with you." He is just in forgiving us, for He judged our sinfulness in His suffering our judgment. He is righteous in cleansing us from all unrighteousness. He is our all in all. I am nothing without Him. Every day I would be more and more indebted to Him if I was not His own, a member of His own body. Being in Christ, I am made free and blessed more and more. His Spirit fills me with desire to be pure and faithful to Him. Christ's Spirit gives me power to overcome temptations and to serve the Lord heartily. His Spirit makes me free to confess my sins and to ask His forgiveness. Thus I justify God and glorify His name. Whenever I justify or even excuse my sinning, openly or hypocritically, I condemn God. My judgment must fall before Him. If I cleave to my self-righteousness, I am fallen also. I do confess that I am only a sinner, saved only by His grace, redeemed by His ransom. May the Lord give us grace and understanding to fear not acknowledging our sins, to beware of not confessing to our Father in Christ, and, when appropriate, to one another, that we may receive more and more of liberty and grace given to us in Christ our Lord. When we live in sin, our self-justification is in reality our self-condemnation. When we are in Christ, self-justification has no place, and our sincere confession is blessed in His just and faithful forgiveness. In that, Satan is defeated, Christ is glorified, and we are blessed. When we live in this blessed environment of God's grace, Satan is still lurking around in his evil craftiness, tempting us continually with self-righteousness and holier-than-thou attitude. We must be on guard and resist him with our sincere confession, honoring God. If we trust satanic lies that we have not sinned one moment of our life in the flesh, that one moment we needed not His cleansing. It is our disrespect of God's holiness and truth. It is shameful casting His word out of our heart, and we find ourselves in darkness.